Look back at your life 5 years ago. Who were the people, friends, and relationships around you? Who were the influential connections in your life, or lack thereof? And now look at where you are right now. Did those people you chose to hang around with support you in getting to where you desired to go, and who you desired to be? How did those connections work out for you? And is it time for an upgrade? Here's a quote by Jim Wern that I love. It goes, "I like messy people, people who don't fit in a box or stay between the lines, but whose integrity is greater than any rule book and whose loyalty is stronger than blood." Hi, I'm Bayal, yoga educator and embodiment coach for sensitive, vision-driven cycle breakers. And today I'm sharing my 3-minute thoughts, about 10 minutes because I have a lot to say, on the importance of the company you keep or don't keep. Did you know that our yoga scriptures tell us how important your social environment is on the path of seeking? Your attention, focus, discipline, and consistency is as good as the people you surround yourself with. The Hatha Yoga Pradipika speaks not only of the environment and diet of the practitioner in progressing on the yogic path, but also of the people you should surround yourself with and keep away from. Maybe you're a lone wolf, a rebel of the status quo. This world of maya, of delusions, and clearly false systems doesn't understand you and isn't built for your hypersensitivity, your highly developed sense of self-awareness, your inner knowing and creative ways. You've always known that you're different, you don't fit in, and you have a big mission in this life. You might be unclear about it, but you damn well know you have a purpose and you're here to fulfill it. Swami Swatmarama in the Hatha Yoga Pradipika touches upon the ideal conditions of a yoga practitioner. And he mentions the importance of keeping the right company. That to truly be able to sustain your practice, you cannot afford to be distracted by those who are completely immersed in the world of senses, of sense gratification. Why? It pulls you down, it moves you towards tamas, and the point is to remove the layers of attachment and go towards sattva. We are guided to not engage in distraction and drama, as this leaves no time for solitude and self-inquiry and meditation. A person on the yogic path understands that they are not like everyone else. Combine this with being an entrepreneur, and boy, those asleep in the matrix really won't get it. And when people don't get what you do, naturally they become afraid. They want to bring you down to their level. They're afraid of your growth. You're not who you used to be. You don't call anymore. You don't listen to their trauma dumping for hours on end. You have boundaries now. For those of us with hypersensitivity and awareness, change and growth is an epic thing. We've changed, we've grown. We constantly seek to heal our samskaras and polish our consciousness, so that we can lessen our suffering and open the doors to our mental cages and move towards freedom. I mean, that's the point, isn't it? We seek to align with dharma so that life flows and supports us. When we are stable and healthy, we can support others in finding their inner wealth too. In the past, I was so disconnected from my roots, from the dharmic path, the path of seeking, that I wasn't even aware that I was surrounded by leeches and vampires. There's no pretty way to put it, it's not a judgment, it's a fact. My world was one of lack of safety, surrounded by bullies, tyrants, and narcissists. I was so naive that I didn't think there were actually bad people in the world who had bad intentions towards me. Fast forward in time, I started to experience and learn that even those described as empaths could be toxic as fuck. I mean, you tell me, what's worse, a covert narcissist or a covert toxic empath? Two sides of the same coin, right? Gone are the days I allow people to drain me of my time and energy. Gone are the days where my kindness is my weakness. True kindness is telling people where to stick it and politely asking them to seek help or a therapist. What a great discovery that we are not responsible for other people's emotions, their loneliness, or their suffering. That there are containers and support systems that exist for these states of being. How amazing that we truly have the agency to move from victimhood to warriorship. Keep in mind I'm talking in the context of toxic people and clearly not advocating ignoring people's suffering. When you truly commit to your impactful mission and authentic path that aligns with your soul's desires, that sense of fulfillment, those old shadows will rise. Those who are not on the same path as you will seek to derail you off of it. Which is why the Hatha Yoga Pradipika advises to speak less to those attached to the world of material pleasure and those imprisoned in their own minds. Surround yourself instead with those who carry similar callings and hold similar values, those who encourage your spiritual growth. As a sadhak, a seeker, yours is a path of self-inquiry, focus and discipline, commitment and consistency. You either make time for it and set clear boundaries with those who don't understand what you're doing and how this way of life is important for you, or you make time for distractions, energy drains, and more mental and emotional struggles. If your physical space, where you sit and meditate, or where you even work on your spiritual, creative, and ethical calling or business, is not clear of clutter, how can you expect to have clarity of mind and purpose? Similarly, if your circle of friends are not those who do the inner work, are not those who constantly grow and change and have self-awareness and some sense of focus and discipline, how can you expect to level up and move towards your potential? You've probably already experienced the derailing that happens when someone expresses doubt in what you do and your big dreams and goals. That shit you need to protect. Don't tell small minds your big dreams. I don't care if that includes your family. Just like we're taught in the tradition that our yoga practice must be private and protected from the outside world, so too our focus on our unique path and vision must also be protected. Develop that discernment of who will help you get to where you need to go and how you can also be that support for others, that cheerleader. But choosing the right people will all depend on your relationship and level of trust and safety and friendship with your own self. Remember that true wealth is your connections, your partnerships and relationships, and most obviously, the relationship you have with your own self. Community can nourish your soul, but the wrong people can poison it. Protect your borders. I no longer surround myself with people who do sneaky shit. They love to know all about your life, but don't reveal anything about theirs. They watch you from the sidelines obsessively, but don't support you in any way. Lose those who don't reciprocate your energy and show you your lack of importance in their life. Learn to cultivate the attitude of letting go, as well as leaving others alone. Especially if it's obvious the connection isn't one of excitement, joy, and trust. In other words, it has run dry. Some relationships just run their course. Learn to release and confront the fear that comes with creating more empty space in your life. Remove those who show a lack of respect towards your desire to grow and change, and connect with those who take responsibility for their life and choices, those who respect your values and way of life. I can tell you for sure that my most nourishing connections are those who are rooted in their ancestral traditions or are rooted by an indigenous tradition, which may not be their ancestral way of life, but the rooting is there. The self-love and discipline is there. These people I trust deeply and I feel energized by because of our shared values. Stay close to those who lift you up and also know when to leave you alone. You are on a unique path. You've chosen the path of transformation and healing. You may feel like a lone wolf, but even a lone wolf has a treasured wolf pack, however small. I'll leave you with some journaling questions to help you navigate who to trust and where to move your focus. Write these down now if you've got your journal close by. What does a safe relationship feel like? Who are the five people in my life that I look up to right now? What is it about them that motivates and inspires me? Does my current social environment support my practice and path? And finally, based on the answers above, what is my ideal identity and where do I need to bridge the gap? Feel free to comment your thoughts below. Trust me, it isn't you, it's your environment, your conditioning, it's the systems that are not designed for you to thrive and be well. But there's a remedy, of course, and you can unlearn and make better choices. That includes the choice to surround yourself with healthy relationships. If you're a sensitive, visionary, creative warrior, and you're absolutely ready to rise up, step up and work with me now. Details of my offerings in the comments below. Get rid of the vampires, take responsibility, and take the lead role in your life. There's your power right there. Rise up, warrior.